由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Welcome back to this broadcast.
欢迎你收听《天路导向》。
In our last broadcast, we started looking at the stern warning that Paul gives to the Galatians about turning to legalism.
上次节目里面呢，我们看到保罗是怎样严厉警告加拉太人不可以成为律法主义者。
We saw that in the epistle to the Galatians,
我们看到呢，由以弗所书去到加拉太书那里呢。
When the Apostle Paul uses the term fallen from grace,
保罗都用了从恩典里面堕落这一句说话。
He means that we are turning to legalism and its rules instead of to Christ.
他是指我们呢，倾向律法主义而不是倾向基督。
Let's look again at Galatians chapter 5.
嗱，我哋而家再嚟睇下加拉太书第五章。
And specifically verses 4 and 5.
特别系第四节同第五节。
Can you find those in your Bible?
唔知你喺唔喺圣经里面揾到新约嘅加拉太书第五章四至五节呢
？The word of God said.
上帝嘅说话系咁样讲噶。
You who are trying to be justified by law, having been alienated from Christ, you have fallen away from grace.
你们这些要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，是从恩典里面堕落了。
But by faith we eagerly await through the Spirit the righteousness for which we hope.
但是我们靠着圣灵，凭住信心就能够等候我们所盼望的义。
Paul is saying to the Galatians that to fall from grace is to fall into legalism.
保罗说加拉太人当他们要从恩典里面堕落的时候就是落入律法主义。
And since choosing legalism is to abandon grace which relates us to God,
而选择律法主义就是抛弃那个使我们同上帝连接的恩典。
That means we have turned away from the all-sufficient saving work of Christ.
亦都是意味着我们弃绝了基督的丰满的救赎的工作。
In fact, this is what the epistle to the Galatians is all about.
其实这个就是加拉太书和以弗所书的很重要的信息。
Next to the Epistle to the Romans, Galatians is the most significant document in Christian history.
除了罗马书之外，加拉太书是基督教史上面最重要的书卷之一。
Galatians is the centerpiece of the Protestant Reformation.
亦都是新教的改革的中心的文献。
In fact, Martin Luther called this epistle Catherine van Buren.
实际上呢，马丁路德啊，改革家呢，曾经将这一篇的书信称为海瑟琳温卜伦。
That was the name of his wife.
其实这个就是他太太的名
字。Because he said, I am wedded to it.
因为马丁路德说呢，我已经跟这本书结合成为一体了。
I would like to give you a little background to this epistle.
我想在这里跟各位去分享一下加拉太书的背景。
Paul preached the gospel of grace in Asia Minor.
保罗在小亚细亚去传扬恩典的福音。
People received salvation by grace.
人是靠着恩典而得救。
And the church was established.
并且呢，保罗在小亚细亚成功建立了教会。
Then came a bunch of Judaizers.
跟着呢，有一群的犹太的律法师出现了。
Who are the Judaizers?
究竟这些犹太的律法师是谁呢?
These Judaizers, like all of their modern-day successors, are very deceptive.
这些犹太的律法师呢，就好像今日很多成功的人一样，都是很狡猾的。
First, they undermine Paul's credibility.
他们首先呢，去诋毁保罗的可信程度。
Then, They undermined the gospel that Paul preached.
然后呢，再将佢所传嘅福音就打个折扣。
When people don't like the truth, they first undermine the preacher of the truth.
其实就好似我哋今日一样，当人要厌弃真理嘅时候，佢就首先去贬低传道嗰个人。
Then they attack the truth that they don't like.
然后佢哋就再攻击佢哋讨厌嘅真理。
Here in the epistle to the Galatians, Paul becomes the most indignant that we have ever seen him.
在加拉太书，我们从来都没见过保罗这么生气。
Why?
为什么会是这样呢？
Because he knew that when you teach that salvation is through grace plus whatever that plus is,
因为他知道当你所教导的救恩啊，是救恩加什么什么什么救恩加乜乜乜乜乜，咁无论个乜乜乜系乜嘢都好咧，都系救恩加上咗啲嘢。
You are repudiating the whole gospel of Jesus Christ。
咁当你喺救恩上面加嘢嘅时候，你就系推翻紧耶稣基督嘅福音。
When you teach that salvation is through faith plus something else，
当你所教导嘅救恩系信心之外加一啲嘢嘅时候。
You empty the cross of Christ of its value and power.
你就将耶稣基督嘅十字架嗰种嘅价值同埋能力都忽视咗啦。
And that is why Paul is so emphatic in Galatians 5:2-4.
所以咧，保罗就系点解喺加拉太书五章第二节同埋第四节里面咁强调。
If a person is trying to be saved by works,
如果有一个人想要靠住行为来称义，
that person has fallen from grace into legalism and therefore cannot be saved.
这个人就是要从恩典里面堕落到律法主义里面，所以他是没办法得救的。
Because no one can be saved by legalism.
因为这个世界上根本没人能够靠住律法而得救。
2,000 years after the New Testament spelled this out so clearly,
2000年前其实呢，新约圣经已经好清楚咁话俾我哋听。
That salvation is through grace alone,
得救系本乎恩噶。
So many people are still preaching salvation through legalism and rituals.
但系好多人仍然喺度。讲紧宣扬紧一种靠行律法而称义，靠行嗰啲礼仪而称义嘅救恩。
This of course misleads millions of poor misguided souls。
呢个好自然系误导咗好多好可怜嘅人，好可怜嘅灵魂。
Let me give you an illustration.
让我为大家去解释一下下。
I read a story recently that some years ago, a missionary in Africa was trying to explain the Christian life to an old tribal chief.
最近呢，我读到一个故事啊，佢话几年前非洲呢就有一个宣教士想向一位部落嘅老酋长去解释下乜嘢系基督徒嘅生命呢。
After many hours, the aged tribal chief said,
咁啊讲咗好耐，跟住之后个老酋长就问啦。
I don't understand.
其实我唔系好明咯。
You told me that I must not take my neighbor's wife.
你话俾我听，唔能够去霸占邻居嘅妻子。
Or his ivory.
又唔可以去抢夺佢嘅象牙同埋其他财宝。
Or his oxen.
又唔可以抢夺佢嘅牛羊。
You also said that I must not dance the war dance.
你又话俾我哋听，唔可以去跳嗰个战争嘅舞蹈。
Nor ambush my enemy on the trail and kill him.
又唔可以喺敌人失利嘅时候去埋伏佢，杀咗佢。
That's right, said the enthusiastic missionary.
跟住咧，个宣教士就好热情咁话：啱晒啦。
The worn-out old warrior said，
但系咧，嗰个已经满面沧桑嘅好老嘅战士老酋长却系咁话
But I cannot do any of these things anymore. I'm too old for that.
但是我根本都不会做这些事了，我太老了。
Being too old and being a Christian must be the same thing.
是不是这样呢？是不是做老人家和做基督徒就一定是一样呢？
Do you see why this poor tribal chief was confused?
各位朋友，你见不见到为什么这个老酋长会将这两样东西混为一谈呢？
And that is why we should be thanking God every day for preserving His word for us today.
其实这个问题呢，也都要让我们知道，为什么我们时常要感谢上帝，因为上帝将他的话语保存直到今日赐给我们，使到呢，我们能够去懂得分辨。
We have the word so that we can know the errors and the wrong and the false teaching.
拥有上帝的话语的时候，我们就能够去分辨真假对错。
The word of God teaches us the difference between man's way and God's way.
上帝的话语是教导我们人的方式和上帝的方式究竟有什么的分别。
Make no mistake about it, legalism is man's way and not God's way.
请你一定不要搞错，律法主义是人的方式，而一定不是上帝的方式。
It is a historical fact that by the 4th century, many monks lived on a diet of bread and salt water.
在公元四世纪之前，修士通常都只吃面包和喝盐水，是历史事实来的。
Some wore only loincloth of thorns.
有些人只是用一些粗麻布来做衫着的。
One by the name of Simon Stylist,prostrated himself 1,224 times a day.
有一个叫做西门斯大勒的修士呢，每日是苦伏膜拜1,224次的。
Why?
为什么这个修士要这样做呢？
All of these things were done to try to earn the favor of God.
他们想要讨好上帝啊。
And yet the Bible says that God's grace is unmerited and undeserved favor.
但是圣经却是告诉我们什么呢？原来说到上帝的恩典原是我们不配受的。
And that is why Jesus Christ lambasted the Pharisees and called them all the names in the book.
所以呢，就是为什么耶稣要经常去斥责那些法利赛人。
He called them hypocrites, he called them snakes, he called them brood of vipers, he called them fools, he called them blind guiding the blind, he called them whitewashed tombs.
耶稣将他们称为假冒为善的人，耶稣将他们称为毒蛇的种类，耶稣称他们为愚蠢的人，耶稣亦都将他们称为瞎子，带一个瞎子。
Why did he use such harsh language?
为什么耶稣讲话要这么严厉呢？
Because the Pharisees loaded their people with so many rules and regulations that were not in the Bible.
因为法利赛人用了很多不是圣经里面所用的条文和框框要来压迫百姓。
But the question that always follows, saved by grace alone, is this.
但是一个成日跟着得救是本乎恩的问题。
Now that we are saved by grace,Can we just go on and break every one of the commandments?
就是呢，既然我们是靠着恩典得救，这样我们使不使继续要靠着恩典呢？还是我们可以继续去违背上帝的律法呢？
Again, let me repeat what I said in the last broadcast.
这样让我们呢，再来重复一次我们上次节目讲过的内容。
Anyone who believes that they can continue to live a sinful life has never experienced the grace of God.
无论是哪个，只要他认为他可以凭着恩典继续犯罪的话，这一个人就是没有经历过上帝的恩典。
In other words, that person is not saved at all.
换句话讲，这个人根本是未曾得救。
The Bible tells us that those who are saved by grace keep the commandments.
圣经告诉我们，凡得救的人就必定会遵守上帝的命令。
Those who are saved by faith alone are not habitual lawbreakers.
凡是经历过 上帝的恩典因信称义的，就不再需要活在罪里面。
Those who have experienced the love and the grace of God，
凡是经历过上帝的大爱和恩典的人，
Not only keep the letter of the law but the spirit of the law，
不再遵循律法的义问，乃是懂得去跟从律法的真义。
So that they not only refrain from killing，
所以呢他们不单止不会杀人，
but also they do not even hate，
甚至他们不会去嬲人。
They not only do not covet，
他们不单止不再贪婪，
but also they love sacrificially，
更加呢是学会怎样去牺牲。
They not only do not take revenge，
他们不单止不去报仇，
but also they forgive and love their enemies，
他们甚至懂得怎样去原谅并且去爱一些他们的敌人。
The Bible tells us that there are people who can keep the externals of the laws，
圣经呢话俾我哋听，有啲人呢淨係识得遵守律法嘅表面嘅礼文，
but deep down they are haters，
但係佢哋内心嘅深处係充满仇恨。
Deep down they are prideful，
佢哋内心嘅深处係骄傲自满。
Deep down they are angry，
他们内心是充满怒气。
Deep down they are covetous，
他们内心的深处是贪得无厌。
Deep down they are idolaters，
他们内心的深处竟然是崇拜偶像的。
Deep down they are adulterers，
他们内心的深处是淫乱和污秽的。
Then how is a Christian who is saved by grace alone able to keep not only the letter of the law but also the spirit of it？
那我们在这里要问的问题是什么呢？就是一个单单靠恩典得救的基督徒怎样能够既守律法的表面的条文亦都去守律法的精义呢？
That's a good question，
这个其实是很好的问题。
Because when you are saved by grace alone，
因为当我们被恩典去救赎的时候，
The Holy Spirit of God comes in and lives on the inside of you，
上帝的圣灵就要住入去我们的心里面。
The Holy Spirit of God empowers you to do the impossible，
上帝的圣灵是要使我们有能力做一些不可能做到的事。
The Holy Spirit of God strengthens us to do what is not humanly possible，
上帝的圣灵是要给你和我有力量做人手不可能做到的事。
The Holy Spirit of God guides us to do what is humanly undoable，
上帝的圣灵是要引导你和我做人所做不到的事。
Legalism imposes an outward code， but it can never change the person's inner nature，
律法主义是能够为我们强加一些外在的规条，但是却永远改变不了人的本质。
Legalism enforces an outward appearance， but it can never enable you to please God。
律法主义是能够让人的表面是道貌岸然，但是却不能够让你被上帝喜悦。
Grace on the other hand provides the inner desire and gives us the power to obey God，
但是恩典呢却能够使我们由衷地去渴望和信服上帝。
Grace empowers us to be all which God intends for us to be，
只有恩典能够使你使我成为有能力成为上帝想要我们成为的人。
Grace makes us free to serve，
恩典给你给我有侍奉的自由。
Grace gives us freedom to love，
恩典给你给我有去爱的自由。
Grace gives us freedom to give，
恩典俾你俾我有施予嘅自由。
Grace gives us freedom to sacrifice，
恩典俾你俾我有去牺牲嘅自由。
Grace gives us freedom to obey.
恩典俾你俾我有去顺服嘅自由。
So my listening friend, listen very carefully as we come toward the end.
所以各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，喺节目咧即将接近尾声嘅时候，好想同你讲啲嘢。
To fall from grace is to refuse to accept that it is grace alone and only grace can make you acceptable to the Father.
从恩典里面堕落就是不接受单单凭着恩典就可以使我们到达天父面前的这个事实。
Now there are some people who think that legalism is hard.
有些人觉得可能遵守律法很难。
On the contrary.
但是其实刚刚好相反。
Legalism is easy.
遵守律法很简单。
It is relatively easy not to murder.
不杀人是不是容易一点啊？
It is hard to reach out and love someone who despises you.
不过去爱那些敌视你的人却是不容易啊。
It is relatively easy not to commit adultery.
不奸淫是不是容易啊？
It is hard to keep on loving your spouse more than you love yourself.
但是爱配偶胜过爱你自己却是不容易啊。
It is relatively easy to pay taxes.
納稅是不是容易呢？
It is much harder to give sacrificially.
但是無私的犧牲卻是很難的。
Living in the Spirit is to be in constant openness to the Holy Spirit's guidance, even if I do not like where He takes me.
活在聖靈裡面其實就是要不斷地迎接聖靈的帶領，即使我們不知道要去哪裡。
Living in the Spirit makes me more conscious of what I have left undone than brag about what I've done.
活在圣灵里面就是要让我们不断发现自己还有什么事没做好，而不是为到自己已经做了的事去炫耀。
Living in the Spirit forbids me from putting on a social mask.
活在圣灵里面是能够防止我戴上一个好像社交的面具的事。
Living in the Spirit convicts me to avoid false comparisons with other Christians.
活在圣灵里面是能够使我不去跟其他基督徒去比较。
Someone once said,
有些人曾经这样讲过，
The ultimate effect of legalism is to lower our views of God.
律法主义最终的影响就是要让我们低看上帝的能力。
What often overwhelms me is not how much I have done.
使到我们倍加的困惑的呢，不是自己已经做了多少。
But how much God's grace is lavished upon me.
乃是上帝用了多少的恩典来装饰我们啊。
Especially when I know that I am not deserving of it.
特别是当我们知道自己有多么不配的时候，我们更加觉得困惑。
Do you want to live in victory and power?
你今日想唔想过一个得胜同埋有能力嘅生活呢？
Get to really know Jesus.
嚟啊，真正认识耶稣啊。
Get to know the overwhelming love of Jesus.
嚟啊，真正认识耶稣无比嘅大爱啊。
Put yourself in the place of receiving the grace of Jesus.
将自己放喺可以接受恩典嘅位置啊。
And you can do that right now.
现在你就可以这样做。
Say to him,
你只要跟耶稣这样讲，
I come to you.
耶稣，我来到你的面前。
Unworthy and undeserving.
是几咁嘅不配。
But I want to receive your grace.
但是我好想得到你的恩典。
Thank you that you never turn me away.
多谢你从来都不拒绝我。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求，
Amen.
阿们。
的恩典够你用。 的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，显得完全。你的恩典够我用的，你的恩典够我用的，因为主的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，显得完全。所以我要单单夸我的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。何时我软弱，何时我就得刚强，我主的恩手永不离开我。所以我要单单夸我的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。何时我软弱，何时我就得刚强，我主的恩手永不离开我。
我们知道上帝的恩典是够我们去用的，我们的软弱就是上帝要使用我们的地方。当我们觉得我们失落，觉得我们自己没有力量去面对前路的时候，上帝就要在这里使用我们。我们在这里希望送上这首歌给你，就是王国伦的《你的恩典够我用的》，愿上帝去赐福给你，让你在每一日当中都能够靠祂的恩典去跨过自己的软弱。如果你想和我们去分享你曾经遭遇过的软弱的话，欢迎你写信来到香港九龙大有街一号十楼，或者电邮来到 liangyou@liangyou.net 找我万峰就得了。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，再会。